We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jed, thank you. Savage and Hurdle with you, continuing on a Monday edition this August 2nd. Good to have you with us. 9:49 in the a.m. on this Monday edition. A couple of other observations from the Olympics. It's been an odd... Would you agree with me, Paul, that while there have been some great triumphs, some great American triumphs, it has generally been kind of an odd Olympics for the United States in terms of production? Now, look, they're still the most, they've produced more medals than any other country. But I think only, as I checked this morning, only by one over China, who has a fairly significant lead now in gold medals. Is this a thing? Should this bother us? Does it bother you? What do you think?
Well, if you're competitive, of course. We want to be number one. We're America, for God's sakes. We're number one. We want to be number one. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to get criticized over that, aren't I? Just because I want to be the best
that we
can be. And you're right. It's only, at this point, it's just a two medal, at least what I'm looking at, it's a two medal lead over China. Oh, about, 16, it looks like 16 medals over Russia, or the Russian committee, I guess is how we have to say that nowadays. But
the Russian Olympic Committee,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that's the way that goes. But anyway, yeah, right, but China is a big player. Well, I mean, they got a billion people to pick from, you know, for a basketball team or whatever the case might be. You would expect a country that large. We're pretty large and we're pretty good. China's going to be as large. They're going to be, you know, they're going to have people to pick from to go to an Olympics. So it's that's going to be the nature of the beast from here on out. But 29 gold medals for China, only 22 medals from the USA. And let's face it, a lot of those medals, I don't have the breakdown on by event, but a ton of those medals for the United States of the 22 gold, a good portion of those are in swimming.
Yeah, right. And they've had their fair share in gymnastics.
That's
another
right.
Gold medal today in gymnastics on the floor individual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're going to have a significant haul in track and field as well.
Right. The real surprise today for me was women's soccer. The best that it will be is a bronze, and that's if they can win in the bronze medal round. But I was a little surprised at that. I think we're all probably a little surprised. This is a team that's very good, very deep, great goalkeeping.
Well, they're the best team in the world.
Well, there you go. That's what I guess I'm
saying. We don't have to start breaking down women.
Well,
they're the World Cup champion. They will be the defending World Cup champion. But they haven't been good in this tournament from the get-go.
Not from the get-go.
They lost. No, they lost early on going into, in fact, I think Canada – I got them, the same team that eliminated them from gold medal competition yesterday, but they don't look good at all. And it's not like I always know what looks good or bad for soccer. I won't go that far, But I can see energy or lack thereof. I can see lack of chemistry. I can see a team that looks like, and I don't want to diminish them by saying that looks like they've got other places to be, but they just haven't competed in. This is the one. The women's soccer team is the one thing that you can kind of count on, right? I mean, you set your watch by the U.S. women's soccer team.
Well,
they're badasses.
Yeah,
I mean, they win World Cups, they win championships, they intimidate, all of those things. And for whatever reason, this has been a really bad international tournament in relative fashion. Here they are still with a chance to compete for a bronze, and I don't mean to diminish that, but for them, this is a relatively poor showing.
Well, there's no question about that, and expectations were high. Should have been great expectations for a gold medal. That was the expectations, so we're all surprised. And I know that if you wanted to get into the weeds, you could say, well, there's distractions going on. No. I'm not buying that. You go to the Olympics to win, and this was a team that was certainly capable of winning and was never hitting on all cylinders. Why? I don't know. You don't know. And it may even be that the head coach of the Olympic team doesn't know, or even the players themselves know. I don't know what the deal was on this, but I am very, very disappointed. This was a gold medal that I was penciling in.
You were counting on, right?
I had it penciled in.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no question.
Absolutely. And I really like this team. I like their makeup. I like the personalities on this team. They've worked hard for their stardom, but you know, with that kind of stardom comes responsibility, and unfortunately, it just didn't play out very well in Tokyo, and that's too bad. So, try to get the bronze, and then move on, and then let's start worrying about the next World Cup.
Well, the good news is that the next two gold medals, at least in team play, men's basketball, ladies basketball, I think, you know, there's a good chance that, you know, you're going to get a gold medal on both of them. That would be the goal and the expectations. Both those teams have a great shot, don't you think?
I think anything less than that becomes a disappointment.
Well,
and I
good.
Say that
That's
with
well
all due
said.
Respect to the rest of the world, which I have heralded as having improved tremendously on both fronts, to the point where the American women and men can be challenged on any given night. Not to sound too cliched, but I think that we are at that point. But I still think that you're counting on the men and the women's basketball teams to deliver gold. I don't think it's a sure thing by any stretch. I mean, France has already beaten the men. Has already beaten.
I can make excuses for that one. I mean, if you want
can
me to,
you really?
I can. Oh yeah. You know, and I'm not an excuse
okay.
kind of guy. You know, everybody's
yeah,
got.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I just don't think that. I don't think American basketball should have apologists. I just don't. I don't think that you're talking about the United States of America and its
okay.
birthright
you're
in
right.
basketball. You can't be an apologist when things don't go the right way.
Yeah.
By the way, huge win by the American men last night in the finals of the Gold Cup out in Las Vegas, beating Mexico 1-0.
Yeah.
That's nil, Paul.
How about
I'm a
that?
Soccer guy. Nil.
How about
yeah.
that?
But that was a really big win. They win the Gold Cup, and this is a team that's trying to get themselves back onto a world stage. They haven't even qualified for the last couple of World Cups, so trying to get American soccer back into the fore in one of those rare times when the American men kind of outshined the women. All right, we'll be back. Time to take a break at the top of the hour. Sports Daily continuing. We'll get to the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. What are the Cubs and the Nats doing? All right, we'll get to it here in a moment.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.